Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to deconstruct the modern sofa. I mean, not just the sofa itself, but the entire ecosystem behind it.
Exactly.
We've got this fascinating set of sources that really pulls back the curtain on how massive scale furniture gets made. We're talking material science, we're talking engineering, logistics.
Right.
This is basically your shortcut to understanding the hidden anatomy of comfort.
That's a great way to put it. And our mission here for you, the learner, is really twofold. First, we're going to unpack how modern comfort tech has just completely surpassed the old ways of doing things. And second, and this is maybe the most crucial part for understanding the price, is how an operation this huge manages quality and cost. And they do it through something called total vertical integration.
Okay, let's unpack this. And maybe let's start at the surface. You know, you walk into a store, you've got that classic dilemma. Do I go for a traditional high-end material or one of these new performance fabrics?
Right.
Let's start with leather. The data we have mentions something called top grain match.
Yeah.
What is that exactly?
So top grain match is a really savvy manufacturing choice. And honestly, you need it to get to this kind of scale. It just means that the parts you actually touch.
The seat, the arm.
The seat, the back cushions, the arms. Yep. That's all genuine top grain leather, you know, sourced from some of the best tanneries in the world. But the other parts, the non-contact areas, like the sides or the very back of the sofa.
Okay.
That's a high-quality synthetic material that's been perfectly matched in color and texture.
Ah, so you get the premium feel and the durability where it really counts, but you control the cost of the whole piece by not using, you know, expensive hides everywhere.
Exactly. You're maintaining that luxury feel where it matters most, but you're avoiding that just exorbitant cost of a fully wrapped leather piece. And you still get all those traditional benefits. The data shows it lasts 4 to 5 times longer than a standard fabric.
And there's that natural material property, right? Yeah. That's a huge draw for people.
Oh, absolutely. It's a living material. It adjusts to the room's temperature, gets softer, more supple as it ages. It develops that patina that people love.
Yep.
It has character.
It has character. And this isn't some small boutique operation. Our materials show this is happening at the largest domestic factory. It's high quality and high volume together.
But then you have the disruptors. You have something like Nuvella. This is where the material science really starts to challenge tradition. I mean, the biggest headache with fabric is usually fading or stains, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does a performance fabric like Nuvella deal with that?
Nuvella is a perfect example of what's called a solution dyed fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And to understand it, you have to think about how most fabrics get their color. Usually the fiber is made first and then it's dipped in dye.
Right. The color is applied to the outside.
It's an outer layer.
Yeah.
Which is why it fades in the sun or can wear off.
Yeah.
But the sources gave us this fantastic analogy to understand Nuvella. They say the fabric is built like a carrot, not a radish.
A carrot, not a radish. I love that. So what does that mean exactly? The color is not just on the skin?
It's infused. It's locked in. I mean, think about it. You slice a radish, the red is only in that thin outer layer.
Right. The inside is white.
But if you slice a carrot, that orange color goes all the way through to the core. With Nuvella, the color pigment is mixed into the liquid polymer before the fiber is even created. So the color is literally part of the fiber's internal structure.
And that must have huge implications for, you know, maintenance and cleaning.
Oh, profound. The practicality is where this really shines. Because the color is locked in like that, you can be incredibly aggressive when you're cleaning it.
And the recommendations are, frankly, a little unbelievable for upholstery.
They are. The data shows it's machine washable and dryable, though they do recommend a damp dry. But here's the real game changer for things like, you know, red wine, coffee, mud.
The stuff of nightmares for a sofa owner.
Exactly. You can spot clean it with a bleach solution.
Wait, with bleach? On fabric? That just feels so counterintuitive. I mean, wouldn't that just strip the color right out?
On a normal, surface-dyed material. Absolutely, it would destroy it. But with Nuvella, remember that carrot core, the color molecules are chemically bonded deep inside the fiber. So the bleach attacks the stain on the surface, but it can't touch the color locked inside. The fiber is totally unaffected.
Wow. That's pure chemistry leading to a practical solution.
It really is. And they've engineered the furniture around this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they use machine washable zippers, foam encasements. It's all designed so you can easily take the covers off and do a really deep clean.
That's a huge deal for hygiene and just making the thing last.
It is. But we do need to mention one really important caveat here.
Okay.
Nuvella is fantastic against stains and cleaning issues, but it's not a suit of armor. The analysis is very clear that it is not a replacement for a protection plan when it comes to physical damage.
So rips, tears, burns. that kind of thing.
Exactly. It solves the cleaning problem, not the accident problem.
Okay, so let's peel back the layers. We've talked about the skin. Now let's get to the core engineering. This is where it gets really interesting, I think. Moving from the surface to what actually defines comfort and durability. What's inside the deck? What's holding us up?
Right. So if the outside is material science, the inside is pure load-bearing engineering. And what we're looking at is a system that uses a 100% heavy-duty nylon seat deck.
Okay.
And the key advantage they cite is consistent support. It distributes your weight evenly, no matter where you sit.
So this is more than just, you know, stretching some fabric over a frame.
Oh, it's a whole structured system. It's designed to manage tension and fight off fatigue over time. Internally, you've got a back support rail, you've got metal stabilizing bars, a metal rod, and nylon webbing.
And those metal bars, they must be key.
They're crucial. They stop the nylon from stretching out sideways over the years and losing its tension. It's what keeps that support feeling consistent year after year.
And to really get how big a leap this is, we have to look at what it's replacing. I mean, the history of sofa support is, it's old.
It's very old. The first steel coil springs for chairs, that was 1857.
Wow.
And that idea came from, you know, 18th century French luxury furniture. Then by the 1930s, you get sinuous springs, those zigzag wires you still see in a lot of furniture today.
So for more than 100 years, our comfort has basically relied on metal springs that are designed to fail over time. They lose their balance, you get those dips.
We all know that feeling.
Yeah, the permanent butt groove in the couch.
The modern nylon seat deck is a direct answer to that problem. You're basically creating this incredibly durable engineered hammock that spreads the weight evenly instead of relying on a bunch of individual points of failure like coils.
And the durability claim really backs that up. The sources have this really powerful statistic. The platform seat deck resists sagging 3 times better than traditional spring construction.
3 times. That's a huge performance claim. And it really defines that leap in durability. It's based on simulated long-term use. And what it means for you, the consumer, is fewer comfort issues and a sofa that just lasts a lot longer.
It just changes the whole expectation. You're moving from something that was basically designed in the 19th century to a modern engineered polymer system. It's a total evolution.
It is.
So we know the quality is there, the engineering is sound, the materials are innovative, but all of that usually comes with a huge price tag.
Which brings us to the biggest question for our learner and the one the sources ask directly. How can they sell at these prices?
Right. This is where we have to stop looking at the sofa itself and start looking at the machine that builds the sofa. And the answer isn't just one thing. It's built on 2 giant pillars, economy of scale and sheer buying power.
I mean, they're the world's largest privately held furniture company.
And the #1 retailer in the U.S. through their home stores. That massive footprint is what allows them to dictate pricing in a way others can't. But it's not just about being big, right? It's about how you use that size. The key strategy here seems to be total vertical integration.
Precisely. Their own internal motto captures it perfectly. We design it, we build it, we ship it. This is so crucial. It means they control every single step. There are no middlemen. They're insulated from the kind of price shocks that hit their competitors.
Let's break that down, starting with the inputs. You mentioned foam earlier. Foam is obviously critical for comfort, but it's a commodity market, right? It's tied to petroleum.
And that makes it incredibly volatile. Owning their own foam factory is probably one of their single biggest strategic advantages. For most upholstery companies, foam is a huge unpredictable cost.
But not for them.
For them, they lock in their quality standards, they can optimize the foam density specifically for their nylon deck designs, and most importantly, they shield themselves from those massive price swings. It's cost protection built right into the model.
And this vertical integration, it goes beyond just the sofa, right? It's about the whole room.
That's right. They're also making the tables, the lamps, the rugs, the accents. So they achieve an even greater economy of scale across their entire product line. It fuels this system where they can market and sell an entire room design very, very efficiently.
The logistics side of it is also just staggering. I mean, shipping a giant sectional is complicated and expensive if you're using third-party freight.
So their solution is just to own the delivery network. The analysis shows they have over 1,000 of their own company trucks. They call it speedy delivery. Mm-hmm. When you own the logistics, you control that final mile cost and you control the customer experience.
No third-party freight charges, which are huge for bulky items.
Exactly. And they control the scheduling, the professionalism of the delivery. It's all part of their system.
And this whole machine is supported by a massive workforce, over 30,000 employees worldwide. But they make a point of saying there's a specific domestic focus for quality.
Yes, and that's important. The analysis points out that most of the stationary upholstery and the tailored sofas and sectionals specifically are made in the USA. They explicitly link that domestic production to quality and performance.
It's about tight oversight on their core products.
It is.
So let's look at the numbers, the market share breakdown. Stationary upholstery, so your traditional sofas and chairs, that makes up 34% of their home store sales. That's a big chunk.
It is, but what's really interesting is what's happening within that 34%. Sectionals are king. 58% of all stationary sales are sectionals.
Which tells us that we, as consumers, are really prioritizing these big multi-piece arrangements over the classic three-seater sofa.
We want flexibility. And the numbers on sectionals reveal an even deeper truth about how we're living. Modular design is now the dominant form.
What do you mean by modular?
The ones you can rearrange yourself.
Yeah.
Make it a double chase, or a sofa and loveseat combo, or just one giant pit for movie night. Those now make up 55% of all sectional sales.
And that must be the strategic sweet spot, where the engineering and the business model just converge perfectly.
That's exactly. Modular pieces are just inherently easier and cheaper to mass produce. You're just making standardized units. So you combine that manufacturing efficiency, which is driven by that durable nylon deck, with the cost control from vertical integration, and you line it all up with what consumers actually want, that flexibility.
And that's the formula.
That's the formula for market dominance.
And that brings us to the end of this deep dive. So today you got the shortcut. You know the difference between traditional leather and a performance fabric that's engineered like a carrot.
Right, one you can clean with bleach and not worry.
And we pulled back the curtain on that hidden engineering in the heavy-duty nylon seat deck that resists sagging three times better than the 19th century tech it's replacing.
And maybe most valuable for you, the learner, you now get the strategic power of total vertical integration. Owning everything from the foam factory to the delivery truck is the fundamental reason they can achieve this scale and dominate with their pricing.
But as this kind of system becomes the new baseline for everyone, it does leave us with a final provocative thought.
So while we see this very clear, very justified move away from old school springs toward these advanced nylon decks, it does raise an important question for you to think about. In a system like this, one that prioritizes incredible efficiency and a single design standard, specifically this high-performance nylon deck, what's the long-term impact on the rest of the industry? What happens to comfort preferences and material diversity across the board?
So if everyone eventually converges on this one three times better engineering standard, what's next? What becomes the next big leap forward?
What is the next differentiator?
Something to mull over the next time you take a seat and maybe rearrange those modular sections. Thanks for joining us for the deep dive.